Hi, welcome to the Royal Tribe Podcast. I'm Kenesha, and I'm welcoming all free thinkers, conspiracy theorists, authentic kindred spirits who are all about learning and seeking the truth on all levels. I want to welcome you to this episode today. Now, we are in episode 2, and today's topic is, should I push my beliefs on others? Now, before I go into that, I just want to remind you to head over to MissNeshaB.com. I made some changes. I really needed to make a step back. I had to make a step and take it back because I felt like I was completely out of my, not necessarily out of my element. However, I was definitely not pleased in the direction that I was going. And I was kind of all over the place. And I really wanted to take the time to really do what it is that I love and enjoy, which is helping and assisting others, as well as being able to offer, you know, the correct services and the things that also brings love and peace to the world. So I basically decided to just kind of have my site synced into my blog. My blog is about 5 or 6, it's about 6 years old now. It's about 6 years old that I've had my blog. So it's tons of information on there. And I'm always adding to it. I haven't added to it recently, but I swear y'all, I have like 10 drafts that I'm working on. I was experiencing writer's block as well for a moment, but I'm actually at a state of peace in my life. I'm in a new space. I am feeling amazing. And those of you who don't know, I'm expecting. So I'm in my 5th month. So I have definitely been dealing with life in such a familiar but new beginnings in a new amazing way. So with that being said, I want to go back to the topic. Should I push my beliefs on others? Okay, so we know the short answer to this question is of course no. However, people do this every single day, and it can be really damaging to our world and our community. And it's very narcissistic to basically push your beliefs on people. And if they don't believe what you believe, to either A, make their life a living hell, B, think they're not as intelligent as you because they choose not to receive what you have to say at that given time, or C, to basically not like that individual altogether, as if they're a criminal or as if they're not good enough in so many ways when it comes to that. And this happens every single day. It is extreme behavior that causes more harm than good in people's lives. So I have 3 points here to basically break this down into why it is important not to push your beliefs on others, because, you know, it's overall a level of respect. It is a level of understanding that we all are unique individuals. So if we're unique individuals having this experience, then who are you to say what I believe and I'm doing is wrong? And I mean, if that individual, or if I'm not putting anyone in exact danger, I'm not doing anything to bring any form of harm, any type of deceit, any sort of misery or manipulation on someone, then guess what? We all should be free to believe whatever we believe and to live our lives however we live it, despite the conditioning that we've all been told. So with that being said, I'm going to hop right into number one. The number one reason why you should not push your beliefs on others is, one, because everyone receives and processes information differently and in their own timing. Okay, this is something that is super important, because whether it is someone trying to sell a service, a product, whether it is politics and people having to be forced to, you know, you got to lie about voting to your fellow citizen, because if you said that you did something that they didn't expect, then you will lose a friend. Or, you know, people literally take these things very seriously, and it's not their place. It's not their business. and it is not what they should be doing when it comes to someone else's way of life. And on top of that, religion. We have all of these different ways that everyone tries to break us up and divide us and pull us and, you know, play a tug of war with us on how we should do what it is that they desire versus just being the actual human beings that we are at the same time on this planet. And remember, we have to understand everybody processes and receives information differently. We all come from different belief systems. We all were raised a certain kind of way. So some of us are really breaking out of the beliefs that we had when we were young, and we're really developing our own path to find our own bliss and to be able to live our best versions and be ourselves authentically, happily, right? So that might be hard for me. Say, for instance, what I do and my truth would be hard to put on someone else who doesn't believe what I believe. But at the end of the day, that's okay. Like, you and that person should be able to still be friends at the end of the day, even though you have different belief. So that is really important. Number two, I've just touched on this, but the second thing is that it is not your responsibility to go around saving people. And yet, what is it? What do someone might think when it comes to being saved? I mean, if that person isn't in complete danger when it comes to their life, like you're saving them from getting hit by a car, you're saving them from a bullet, or, you know, you're saving them in a way, it is not your responsibility to push your beliefs, regardless of what belief it is, on anyone. That person has to be receptive to what it is that you have to give to them. But yet, who are you to knock what they believe? Say, for instance, if they had something different to believe in. I personally deal with that a lot because I'm the type of person that has absolutely no problem accepting someone else's beliefs. So say, for instance, you tell me that you're a Hebrew Israelite, I'm going to respect that 1,000%. If you tell me that you're Catholic, I'm going to respect that 1,000%. If you tell me that you're gay, I'm going to respect that 1,000%, because that is the life you chose, and it's the truth that you chose in this lifetime. So if you chose that, why can't I get the same respect? Right? So this is something that has become a serious problem in our society when it comes to trying to save people. Like, you know, in a lot of different big cities, you see different beliefs, whether it's Saturday or Sunday, they out there trying to get you to live your life so you won't go to hell or the lake of fire, depending on what their beliefs are, or, you know, or to tell you that, you know, the color of your skin is more important than the next person's, and all of this type of madness. Well, that has absolutely nothing to do with the journey on why you're here. You know, the race we all have is a huge plus, but it is not who we are. It's not who we are. So we can't sit up there and to force our beliefs on people and think that we're saving them. Because if you call yourself saving someone who definitely is in their light, they're living in their light, they're bright, they're walking in their truth, and say, for instance, it's something that you may not agree with, and you're one of those people that feel like, oh my gosh, say, for instance, it's me, because believe me, I deal with it a lot. So think about it, right? Oh my gosh, Kanisha, she's out there and she's doing these card readings and she's worshiping the devil, and Lord, I need you to take her away from that, and I need you to show her that this is the way that we believe. This is the way, right? And guess what you're doing? If that person is happy living in their truth, right? I'm happy living in my truth, living in my life, because I've evolved in such a way that's hard to explain to most, but I am the happiest I've been in my entire life, right? And yet you're praying to your God or the Lord, right? We all have our own beliefs when it comes to that. When I personally believe that we're all dealing with the same thing at the end of the day, you know, from what I know for a fact on my end, that's almost putting a curse on someone's life. You can't pray for someone to stop believing in what they believe in that brings them true bliss and happiness to follow what it is that you believe in, because apparently you're not happy if you feel that you have to convert someone to be like you. So it is so important to really understand that it is not our responsibility to go around saving people. And whatever path that that individual has, only thing we could do is take them to the information. Like they say, take the horse to the water. You know, if the horse want that water, I guarantee you if that horse get thirsty enough, it will drink it. But who are we to decide that person's life and their lifestyle? Is very disrespectful to even attempt to do that. And it shows the lack of respect and the lack of integrity when it comes to an individual and how they should be living their life, or better yet, how they want to live the life that they're living. All right. Last but not least, number three, and I touched base on this already just a little bit. We all are here to have our own unique experiences. We are not here. Okay. I'm going to repeat that. We are not here to live our life the same. We are not here to put ourselves in categories. We are not here for any of that. If you think about it, first of all, you were born with every single thing you needed inside of you. Every gift, every talent, every ability that you need to function in this world, you already have it for free. Now, you can use the resources here on planet Earth to enhance those gifts you have. For instance, I've been doing hair since I was like, oh my gosh, I created my first hair product when I was six. So I created my first hair product at 6 years old, and then turn around and actually step into that journey of becoming a hairstylist, a licensed cosmetologist, right? So even though I was blessed with that talent, I had to legally get the credentials to be able to function in that field, right? And that was me using the earthly side of it. But guess what? I was already born with it. So we have to understand that everything we have is inside of us. Everybody has something different from everyone else. And yes, some things we do have the same. And we should connect more so on the things that are the same versus trying to convert someone into what you are. Think of trying to, say for instance, if you were an apple, right? I love fruit. Say you were an apple, right? And you had a group of apples, like you and all your friends were a group of apples, right? And then this banana came around, right? And this banana wasn't like y'all. And you felt, instead of accepting that banana for what it was, you felt it was necessary for you to try to convert that banana into an apple. I mean, come on now. Y'all get exactly what I'm trying to say. Because this is what happens in the world today. We all just see that, oh, we're all human, so we all should think this way, we should do this, we should do that, and we should be in these categories. We all should worship this God, and we all should focus on these portions of the politics. We all should make this amount of money. No, we were not created for that. We were not created that way. We're all equally yoked in our own individual ways. But it is not our job to go around trying to force our beliefs in the way we feel about life on others, because it creates chaos. It creates unhappiness. It creates unworthiness. It creates people not being able to live their best lives, to do their due diligence that they have, because we all have something to give back to this world. It is not about us. It is about our contributions back to this earth. So I want to leave you guys with that. Like I said, once again, head over to missnishab.com. Please follow my blog if you don't already. You guys, I'm not on Facebook anymore. Just going to be honest, I'm not on Facebook anymore. I do have Messenger, and I only use Messenger. So what I also would like for you to do is you could follow me over at Instagram at Miss Nisha B. And with that being said, I'm going to leave you guys with that. I'm extremely thirsty and out of breath. But I am so happy that I was able to share this information with you. If you have it on your heart to send it to someone else who you feel could possibly benefit from this episode and this information, please do so. But until next time, I love you guys, and may you live out your best life.